Here's something to think about. Islands are surrounded by water on all sides.
Right.
So, how come they have land animals living on them?
I never thought about that. Could they swim from the mainland? No, that would be too far.
How about sailing over?
Sailing over?
That's what iguanas were caught doing on the island of Anguilla in the Caribbean. After two hurricanes stirred things up back in 1995, a group of 15 green iguanas were found to be living on the island that hadn't been there before.
The hurricanes blew the iguanas over the ocean?
In a manner of speaking. Biologist Ellen Sensky of the Connecticut State Museum of Natural History had been studying iguanas on Anguilla before the storms and couldn't imagine where the new ones came from, until some islanders mentioned a series of uprooted trees that had washed ashore. Sensky believes that the new iguanas had accidentally gotten caught on the trees and ridden them 200 miles across the water all the way from Guadeloupe, where green iguanas are indigenous.
Sailing iguanas.
By examining the weather patterns and the currents, Sensky has shown that the new iguanas must have spent about 3 weeks at sea before bumping up on the island. And best of all, after 2 years, the new iguanas were doing fine. That shows that human beings aren't the only species of animal that move from one landmass to another by crossing the ocean, whether they mean to or not.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.